Yesterday you were.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow you're gonna. If I still need some help, tomorrow you're gonna.
Help again.
Mm-hmm. What do you call food that you've served up the second time?
Well, the leftovers.
Uh-huh. What do you do usually? What's the word you call for what you do to the food when you put it in your mouth?
Eat it.
Mm-hmm. What do you do with your teeth?
Chew it.
Mm-hmm. There's a dish that's sort of made out of oil.
Yeah.
Indian meal of water. Sort of like a cereal kind of thing. With warm cornmeal and water.
Gruel.
Mm-hmm. You know any other names for that?
Gruel and mush. You can put a catfish in that catfish too.
Oh yeah?
Sure.
Yeah, how would you make that?
You just put a foot of fresh catfish in and boil it, and water and butter, and that meal, and then the catfish comes out boned in one piece. I mean, the bone comes out in one piece, and make catfish stew. Salt and pepper.
Any other recipes like that?
No, that's kind of one we used to have a long time ago. We don't make catfish stew very often. They made it before when they had the measles. That was a strength.
What if you didn't make it with catfish or water, but you used milk? Would there be something different for
that? Different name for it? It'd probably be gruel then, I guess.
Uh-huh.
That's really better, I think. I mean, sounds like.
What would you call the general name for peas and beets and things like that?
It's vegetables.
Uh-huh. Where would you grow them?
Well, some we grow in the garden, some grow in the field, and big patch of. We're trying to find something to get that in burn. It's going to get some cold in here. It is.
There's a particularly southern food that's served with sausage and eggs and made out of ground corn and boiled salt, pepper, butter, and gravy.
Well, I guess that's grits.
That's grits. Is there another kind of grits? There are different kinds of grits?
There you have yellow, white, and speckled grits.
What's the bit nature to have that? How do you make it?
White baby white corn, yellow baby yellow corn, and speckled made out of just kind of another type of corn too, I guess, on a coarser grind. Speckled is more like the old hominy grits, just coarser grind.
Uh-huh. What do you call a dish that's made from the whole grains of corn after you leach the outside part? Is there a special name for that?
Oh, hominy? You look like lye hominy.
Why is that?
It's cooked in lye. That's what makes it swell up so big.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good dish. You ever tried it?
No, I've never had it. I've never even seen it.
We might have a can in the pantry.
Yeah.
Get your can sometime.
Hi.
Go and kind of fry it in butter.
Mm-hmm.
That's real good.
Sounds good. I'll try it. There's a starchy food that the Chinese eat a lot of. Grows in Louisiana.
Or rice.
Mm-hmm. You know, different ways of cooking that up?
Well, down here they mostly boil it. I guess that's about the way you cook it here.
Uh-huh.
Then you boil it, once you get it boiled, you put it in other dishes.
Right.
And you can put it in soup a little bit.
There's a sweet sticky liquid you might put on your pancakes and all, what you call that?
Well, sure.
Have you ever made any of your own?
I've seen it made. You just take the cane juice and have a meal that grinds it down through rollers and squeezes the juice out. And about 60 gallons of juice in a big 60 gallon open pots, what they call kettles, they're cast iron. And then you fire them up, usually with wood.